Well, God bless you all. You've often heard at the beginning of a fellowship, the teacher is saying something like, we've all done this before. Well, this, what I'm going to share with you tonight, we have done it before. As a matter of fact, the number one thing we do most often in life is breathe. Can't stop it. Breathe. Second would be what I'm going to share with you tonight, okay? And that is simply choices and decisions, right? We all are making choices and decisions. And you know what? We start making those choices from as early an age as Antonio and Catalina. You may not be aware of the choice you're making, but you're going to do something because that's what you choose to do, okay? So decisions. We've all had to make choices or decisions at one time or another, and we're going to be making many more, many more. I believe that God has plucked Al Segovia out of the soup many, many times, thankfully. And he's helped me from making the bad choices or the wrong decisions. But I had a heart meek enough to see that and follow through with not following through, if you catch my drift. In our lives, the choices we make are for little decisions and big decisions, all the same, okay? And they all have life-changing results. Life-changing results. Now, as a result, my decision, one of them, was to join the United States military. Okay, that was my decision. But you know what? I still had to make a choice. Which branch? I did a lot of research, and the one that I went through with was the United States Navy. Using hindsight, I'm thankful to our Father that I took the choices I made because I didn't know He was helping me. He was kind of nudging me in a certain direction, and I followed that urge that I had. Now, the biggest decision I ever made, one of them anyway, was that I still needed to continue following the word of my Heavenly Father. And the choice I made that was pretty big after that was to marry this young lady, Shati Segovia. And that choice set me up, let me tell you, in more ways than one. So that was my decision because God wanted me to have someone who would help me hold forth His word. And she does a good job of that by her actions, her smiles, and the joy that she has bubbling out of her all the time. This brings me to the biggest decision I ever made, and that was to make Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior, like you guys. That has to be the largest choice or decision we ever made, okay? To make Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior. And wow, how that decision truly gives us a life with no end. Would you agree? Yeah. Yeah, that's something that we can look forward to. Now, the choice that affected the whole world, the choice that affected the whole world, is the biggest decision and choice ever made by man. Ever made by man. And that was the choice and decision Jesus Christ made to do His Father's will, which resonates to today. To appreciate that, let's look at Luke 22:42, please. Luke 22:42. Now, this is Jesus Christ speaking. And He's saying, Father, if You are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from Me. The verse does not stop there. It says, yet I want Your will to be done, not mine. His choice was to do his Father's will, not His. And I think that's awesome. And I think that's life-saving for you and I. Would you agree? So that was His choice, and He made the right choice. Did it hurt His Father's heart? Absolutely. 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 Let's see why God chose Peter. We're going to look at a record, just a few verses, on God choosing Peter for a certain thing. And that's in Acts 15 the latter part starting in verse 7. Acts 15, 7. And in Acts 15, 7, again, the second part of that verse says, men and brethren. It says, brothers, you all know that God chose me from among you. Speaking of Peter. He chose me from among you some time ago to preach to the Gentiles so that they could hear the good news and what? Believe. Verse 8, God knows people's hearts, and he confirmed that he accepts Gentiles by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us, to you and I. And then in verse 9, he made no distinction between us and them, for he cleansed their hearts through faith, through believing. And I think that's an awesome piece of information that God wanted us to know about. Well, what about you and I today? Honest question. What about you and I today? Like the children's crap that says, stop and listen to God. Let's slow down and make time for God. And let's go God's way every day. Right? Right. God Almighty has made some choices of his own. We're not the only ones, but God made some choices, believe it or not. And it's in his word, which we'll see. And he stands by them, as we've seen. So please go to Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 32. Romans 8 and 32. He that spared not his only son, speaking of God, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's what? Elect. God chose you. That was God's decision. And you know what? I think about my own life growing up and all the stuff I went through. And God knew. But he said, you know what, Al Segovia? I've got a plan for you. You're going to see it one day, and you're going to choose Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You're going to choose me as your Heavenly Father. And I did, and here we are. Yes, charge of God's elect. It is God that justifies. So that's a very comforting piece of information for us all to hang on to, and your name fits right in there. If God has chosen us before this world, how then should we conduct ourselves? If God chose you and I, how then should we conduct ourselves? Well, guess where the answer is? In the Bible. Look at Ephesians chapter 1. Verses 4 and 5. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. This is going to be out of the NLT. Even before he made the world. So, if you can have a mind picture, God is sitting in his sofa thinking, I'm going to make the world and throw in the universe for good measure. But before I do that, it says, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. We look at one another or a stranger and we already condemn them or we judge them. But God says, in my eyes, you are blameless. Verse 5 goes on to say, God decided. Remember, this is about choices and decisions. God decided in advance to adopt us or to make us into his own family by bringing us to himself through who? Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. I still sometimes have problems thinking about that one, thinking about it, because of all the stuff, the junk that I did, good pleasure, Father? Yeah, it brought him good pleasure, because he knew the end result was going to be me speaking his word, is going to be you speaking his word and winning people to the family and helping them get out of the junk. So there's nothing like the choices God made. In closing, allow me to make this recommendation to you guys and to me. And that is to make our Heavenly Father part of all our choices and decisions. Don't go on it. Don't go alone on this, but keep God in the mix with your choices or decisions. No matter how trivial you think they are, trust me, with God in it, it's going to go boom, right? Remembering that in the beginning, He, God, first chose us, right? So, the next time you're about to make a decision or a choice, and we've all done that when we were little guys, now and the tomorrows ahead, we're going to be making choices and decisions. But God points out in His Word that we're to go to Him first. Keep Him involved so that when you make that choice or that decision, it will be profitable. It will be filled with His wisdom, not ours, because sometimes when we have a decision or a choice to make, we really don't know which way to go. But when we go to God, get peaceful inside and say, Father, I need this to happen. Which way should I go? Be still and listen to the Father. You know, He might even point you to a record in the Word, but it doesn't matter. As long as you put Him first, your choices and decisions will be on top. Amen? Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank You so much for helping us through this life with our decisions and choices so that they're godly ones, they're the right ones, they're the most profitable ones that we can make. Each and every one of us are important to You, and we should be important to one another. And who knows? Maybe we can help one another make a decision or a choice. So, Father, keep our hearts focused on You with that pure thought, with that godly way of doing things, and help us to follow through on the easy choices and decisions and the tough ones. You are our Heavenly Father, and we belong to You. So we thank You. Thank You, thank You, thank You. In that name above all names, Jesus Christ. And they all said, Amen. Thank You.